What's the word, y'all? It's Fry, and welcome back to another episode of Small Talk, where we fill the silence with great conversations on pop culture here on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Today, which I'm recording, is Monday, January 10th, 2022. It's been two weeks since I've done a podcast, or a week. Last time I did a podcast, it was the week before. It was the week before New Year's, so it's been a week or two, right? And man, it's good to be in 2022. It's good to have like a new, refreshing type year. I feel like a lot of good is gonna happen this year. A lot of good is gonna happen this year, because 2020 and 2021 were pretty shit, to be honest. We all know, but we knew 2021 was shit because 2021 ended with beloved Betty White dying, which was so tragic, man. I was on the way to get, I was like getting stuff for New Year's Eve because I was in mass for most of the holiday, and then there was like COVID outbreak, and you know, nobody was really doing anything on New Year's. So I was just like, you know what, let me come back to Pennsylvania and just chill here and just, you know, enjoy my time by myself. But like, also, you know, I was calling family, friends, you know, wishing them Happy New Year, all that stuff. And honestly, I just wanted to avoid traffic in New York and Connecticut on the Sunday after New Year's Eve. Sorry. My God. What is up with me? Bro, it's like 12. It's like midnight right now. Actually, this episode is coming out on Tuesday. And bro, God damn, it's late. It's 12, so it's not really late, but like, I got work tomorrow and shit like that, and honestly, I'm kind of tired, so this podcast episode might be short, to be honest. Oh man, but yeah, so we got some topics today, small topics, just personal topics I came up with and stuff like that. But yeah, 2022 so far, it's not bad. But yesterday, Bob Saget died. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Saget or Saget? Whatever. Whichever. You know, the dad from Full House. Suddenly passed away at 65 years old yesterday. And goddamn, that really hurt. Because, you know, somebody like me grew up watching Full House. And even though it didn't come out like during the time I was a kid, per se, but like, you know, all the reruns would come on like Nick at Night, and you know, you watch them and they were so good. And you know, Bob Saget was like in so many other movies and stuff like that. And just to see him, like, I feel like he was just like the typical TV dad, like everybody loved. Like he was never problematic. He was funny, all that stuff, like the cool TV dad. And he just passed, bro. And that really was like, damn, like 2022 kind of ass right now. So that's been 2022 so far. So 2022 so far has been like, if a scale of 1 to 10, I'll probably give it like a 7 right now. Six is a solid number. But yeah, man. A positive side of 2022. I finally started taking YouTube seriously, I guess. And you know, I'm posted on my page, my Instagram, my Twitter, you know, trying to get to 100 subs and all that. And right now, we were at 33 subs. And now we are currently at 39. So we are slowly growing. I got some, you know, traction going into my channel. So that's a positive. So if you have not yet subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe. Help me get to 100 subs. I definitely still want to do something in terms of gaming because I just love playing games. So I don't know if I'll make another YouTube channel for that or make a Twitch, or, well, not make a Twitch because I actually have a Twitch, and I mean, I could bring it back, right? I could try to bring it back for 2022, right? That wouldn't be a bad idea. I don't think that would be a bad idea. Maybe. I don't know. But also, what 2022 comes with, a lot of new shows, well, not new shows, but shows coming back this year. You got Euphoria yesterday coming back, which was so needed. My God, can we talk about the Euphoria episode for a second? Just Euphoria is such a good show. The only thing that just, like, you know about it is, like, they're high schoolers, but they're doing all this shit like they're fucking, like, 25 type shit. I mean, in reality, the actors are all 25, but, like, you know, like, they're portraying as high schoolers, and it's just, like, it's just so mind-boggling, because they're doing, like, hardcore drugs, having, like, hardcore sex, having, like, hardcore alcohol, hardcore parties, and, like, I was like, damn, in high school, I wasn't doing this shit in high school, my boy. The only thing I would do in high school is go to school, come home, play video games, possibly, maybe, sometimes do homework, and call it a day. Like, what the fuck? Like, hey, yo, they be wilding in Euphoria. But, like, that's what I love about it so much, because it's not realistic. But the problems that they go through are so relatable and realistic. Not relatable to me, mostly, because I don't know anything about the hardcore drugs. But, like, it's more relatable to people that have been through it. And it can trigger people, which I seen that a lot of people were complaining about it, and I don't understand why, because they tell you before every episode. Like, Zendaya before the first episode dropped, she dropped a letter on Twitter and all of her social media pages, right? And she said that, look, you know, I know Euphoria is coming out tonight, and I just want to tell everybody, like, look, this episode and future episodes are going to be very more, like, way more triggering than they used to be. And it's just like, look, this is your warning now. Like, I don't want you to watch the show and then get triggered and then try to start blaming us because you're triggered. Like, no, like, Euphoria is one of those shows that face, like, that will trigger you if you haven't been through that bullshit in your life. And I love it that they tell you, like, hey, man, like, this will really trigger you. But, like, if you are going to watch the show, you're going to have to face that, how that character faces it. And, like, it just helps, you know, relate everything to everybody. But, like, you know, there's always those people that will complain and be like, oh, this triggered me. And it's just like, bro, just don't watch the show. Respectfully, don't watch the show. It's not that serious. You don't have to watch the show. I get it. You love Zendaya. And you probably love some of the other actors on the show or actresses. And, bro, just don't watch it, bro. It's okay. It's okay. But with that being said, you know, Power Book 2 came back. And Power Book 2, I mean, look, the second season the first half of the second season was already crazy. This first episode back, oh, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait until episode 10. I can't wait for the season finale, bro. Because I feel like a lot of shit's just about to pop off. I can't wait, man. Tariq, man. Tariq making moves out here, but, like, he got a big target on his back. So, I can't wait to see how all that plays out in Power. You got Power Book 4 coming out in February. You got, I don't know if y'all remember when, was it quarantine? Where there's, like, this teaser trailer for, like, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air dropped. If it was, like, a drama series. So, apparently, Will Smith picked up that trailer, whoever made the trailer, and picked up those actors, and they're making an actual, like, show. So, like, this show's gonna be on Peacock, and it's coming out next month on February 16th. And it's, like, it's gonna follow the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but instead of, like, all the funny, you know, whatever, it's actually gonna be, like, a drama type of TV series. And I was like, I know, shameless plug here, I reacted to the trailer on my YouTube channel, so again, subscribe to that to see it. And bro, when I tell you, like, this series is gonna be fire. Like, the actors look great. Like, they just, bro, like, I can't even, like, put it into words how good this is gonna be. Like, I know it's gonna be good, bro. I'm not paying for Peacock, though, but, you know, allegedly I'll go on one of those websites and, you know, watch it for sure. And I'll definitely update my thoughts on here. But another show that's coming out that we have not seen in a while is Atlanta. Atlanta's coming back March 24th. And it's been like 3 years since Atlanta has dropped an episode, and I've been, bro, Atlanta's probably one of the funniest shows ever, bro. It's so funny, and Childish Gambino is such a, like, a genius when it comes to that show, and I've been missing it for so long, and it's finally coming back on March 24th. We get to see the Paperboy and the crew, and like how they're doing and overseas and everything, and all that humor with it. Oh man, I can't wait for Atlanta to come back, man. Another show that's coming back is Grown-ish too, and I'm pretty sure they're on their series finale season, if I'm not mistaken, because I think Zoe's in senior year of college. Yeah, she's pretty much done, and we get to see how all this plays out on that end, and let's see if they make another spinoff series off that. But I feel like they won't, because Black-ish is ending to Mix-ish. I didn't even watch Mix-ish, but like I heard that got canceled and never went well. Man, so yeah, like all those shows, man, this, and that's only like the first half of 2022. Oh, I forgot. Attack on Titan, man. Attack on Titan came back yesterday too, man. And if you haven't read the manga, bro, first of all, actually, well, let me backtrack a little bit. First of all, the opening on Attack on Titan, bro, smacks, bro. Every opening on Attack on Titan smacks, but this one right here, this one is fucking fire. This one had to get added to the playlist, because this, it was so fire. And another thing about that intro, it's like, if you have not read the manga, bro, there's so many spoilers in that one like a minute 30 clip of just the intro. There's so many spoilers, bro, you wouldn't even believe it. Oh man, and it's just, I can't wait to watch it all be animated and just see how it all plays out, man. Even though I know how it plays out, I just want to see it animated and just watch it, bro. Damn. But yeah, that's only that first half of 2022, bro. That's crazy. So the next half of 2022 is about to go stupid. And you know, Gunna released the album, which was pretty solid. Weeknd released the album, that was solid. So far, that's where the six comes in. Like, so far, 2022 is not that bad. It could be better. It could be a lot better. But, you know, it takes time. And I think that gets into my last topic to this episode. The whole goal this year with the podcast, YouTube channel, life in general, it's just to grow as a person. You know, the platforms that I'm working on, my job, and just overall anything in life. Just, I think this is just the year for everybody to just grow. Try to strive to be like the happiest they can be. Try to strive to be the best person they can be, because that's all you can ask for in life, bro. Like, just try to be the best person you could be. Try to, you know, be happy. Try to, you know, try to make money, obviously, of course, but just, you know, whatever is best for you, you should just do it. And that's what you should be doing this year. Just do it, because I feel like for some reason this is just gonna be a good year. I know, with COVID and everything, and there's just so much bullshit going on in the world, but like this year, I feel like it's just gonna be a good year, bro. I don't know why. I just have that feeling, bro. I really do. But man, I know this is a very short episode. I definitely am trying to get back into it. You know, vacation really messed me up, and tax season starts for me next week at my job, so things are about to get hectic, bro. I'm gonna be working 9 to 9, bro. 9 to 9. But you know, I always do these podcasts on Sunday, so I don't work on Sunday, so that's a good thing. But hey man, again, if you are new to the podcast, make sure to rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever else you listen to this podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. The descriptions will be in the episode below. You know, enjoy your life, man. Enjoy life. Enjoy 2022. Try to find the positives of 2022. That's how I want to end this. Find the positives of 2022 and just grow. Grow as a person. Take every opportunity to grow. All right, y'all. I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Peace.